In Texas, Hillary Clinton won another big state contest yesterday, or did she? In the primary vote, Clinton did beat Barack Obama by 3 percentage points. But in Texas, the Democratic delegates are awarded from both the primary vote and a second caucus vote, and that caucus vote is still being tabulated. Although it's being widely reported that Clinton beat Obama in Texas last night, it's possible she may actually walk away the loser. To help us sort this out, NPR's Wade Goodwin joins us from Dallas. And Wade, let's take this one step at a time, talking first about the Texas primary yesterday. We said Hillary Clinton beat Barack Obama by 3 percentage points, 51-48. So did she end up with the most delegates from that primary?
Yes, Clinton received 65 delegates and Obama 61, so she won in a close match. Even though the black turnout was not what Obama was hoping for, he did very well in Houston, Dallas, Austin, Fort Worth, but he didn't completely blow Clinton out of the water in those cities. For example, take a district in Houston, one which had 7 delegates to allocate. Last night, Obama got enough of the vote to get 4 delegates to Clinton's 3, but generally he didn't win by a big enough margin to get 5 delegates to her 2. That would have been a rout. And there was some thought before yesterday that maybe Obama would rout Clinton in Dallas and Houston, but it didn't happen. And in San Antonio, El Paso, and South Texas, Hillary Clinton made it up with a large Hispanic turnout, which went soundly for her. So that carried her to a narrow victory in the primary delegate total.
Okay, so overall a net gain of 4 delegates for Clinton in the primary. But that's not the end of it, because then there was the second round of voting in the caucuses after the primaries ended. And what are the results as we know them from that caucus vote?
Well, as of this moment, Obama is winning by a pretty significant margin, 55% to 45%. I think we're around 40% of the caucus vote statewide that's been counted so far. They're counting as we speak. But Democratic Party officials believe that margin, or pretty close to it, is going to stand up. If so, Obama would be awarded 37 delegates from the caucus and Clinton 30. And if you add these numbers to the primary results, you get Obama with 98 delegates to the state Senate convention and Clinton with 95. Or maybe Clinton closes the gap and wins by 1 or loses by 1, but it's going to be that close, a virtual tie in Texas. I think we can say that with some confidence.
Okay, NPR's Wade Goodwin in Dallas, thanks so much.
My pleasure.